71% of mom entrepreneurs are still the primary caregiver in their homes. Let's chat some time management strategies for mompreneurs with two of my business-owning, family-wrangling friends, Barb and Leah from Route 23 Simple Syrups.
Welcome to Cocktails and Containers, your source for organizing strategies perfectly paired with a cocktail. And now, here's your host, whose favorite book is Tequila Mockingbird, Christy Lingo.
Hello and welcome back to Cocktails and Containers. Today we're going to talk time management tips for moms who run their own businesses. And even if you aren't working outside the home, I'm sure you'll find some takeaways that will help you prioritize to make the most of the time that you have while making plenty of time for your family. My guests today are Barb Stauffer and Leah Monahan from Route 23 Simple Syrups. As you'll hear, Barb and Leah met during pickups in the school parking lot, and that conversation about smoothies has led to a growing business of custom-crafted simple syrups distributed in over 150 stores across the U.S. But before we hear that conversation, I want to make sure to welcome any new listeners to Cocktails and Containers. My name is Christy Lingo, and I'm a professional organizing, working mom, productivity coaching, mom of two, with a passion to help you do more of what you love with who you love. And how do you do that, you ask? By organizing and simplifying your life. Whether you are my organizing client, a coaching client, or a podcast listener, I aim to give you actionable steps that can help you reach this rainbow unicorn of a goal. And if you'd like to chat with me on the podcast about a specific issue in your home, you can fill out my show survey at help.simplesolutionsorganizing.com. Let me know what you're struggling with, and maybe you can chat with me, just like Barb and Leah did this week. And speaking of Barb and Leah, let's jump into my conversation with them about mompreneurship and time management. All right, I am here today with Barb Stauffer and Leah Monahan from Route 23 Simple Syrups. And you guys, I am so excited because today I am not the cocktail expert. These ladies are, on top of being amazing entrepreneurs, they are also experts in creating craft cocktails. So we're going to talk a little bit about how they started their simple syrup business and sort of how we can help them tweak a little bit of time management when it comes to being an entrepreneur. But first, we're going to talk cocktails. And like I said, I'm deferring to the experts today. And so Barb and Leah are the ones that came up with this. Can you tell me what we are drinking?
I'll let Leah. We made a Paloma this morning. So Woo-hoo! We're still hanging on to summer with a really refreshing drink. It's tequila. We did 2 ounces of tequila, 1 ounce of our grapefruit basil simple syrup. And then we put in a squeeze of a half of a lime.
And topped it with sparkling water.
Mm-hmm. So. I love Palomas. Like, they are one of my favorite mm-hmm. drinks of summer. And, you know, with that, like, grapefruit and then, like, the basil in there, I feel mm-hmm. like you could easily slide it into the fall. Like, it's yes. got a little herbiness in it. It's going to have a little warmth from that tequila in there. So I think it's great. And I actually have not tried this yet. I don't know. I didn't know what they were making. And I am super excited to give this a shot. Oh, and that basil in there is awesome. That's awesome. And again, like you said, you made it with the Route 23 Grapefruit Basil Simple mm-hmm. Syrup, which is what you guys, this is a company that you guys yeah. started together, which I love it. First, I love women-owned businesses. I love entrepreneurs. And I love your story. So tell us a little bit about how you guys got together and started this company.
This actually started just about 5 years ago this month. Mm-hmm. Leah and I have kids that go to school together, and we were in the school parking lot just talking about actually smoothies and how we freeze the leftovers into popsicles. So we started just having fun creating different flavor combinations in our kitchen while the kids were at school. Mm-hmm. And I was making simple syrups to go in those popsicles to get the herbal flavors. And the more we made, the kids were getting excited every day to come home from school and try them out. But all the different flavor combinations, we kept saying, oh, this would taste good with bourbon, or this would taste good with vodka. So we pivoted our thought process and just started making the syrups instead and putting those unique flavor combos into the syrups. So we started with that and came up with a bunch of flavor combinations and invited a large group of probably about 50 women from our mm-hmm. kids' school, had a big cocktail party, and just let them go to town mixing drinks and coming up with different combos that they liked, and then giving us feedback. And that's how we narrowed down to our first assortment and decided to spend the next 6 months doing research, figuring out how to produce it safely, and and sourcing our bottles, things like that. So
that's awesome. And I love the like aspect of it where it's like you started out by doing something fun, because you know, they say if you find something that you love to do, you know, and you can make it a career, you'll never be unhappy in your work, which I don't know about that exactly. Like, there are definitely days when I am more happy than not in my job, but I love that that's kind of where it springboarded from, is this idea that it was something fun that you guys did together, and you're like, oh, how can we, maybe somebody else would want to pay for this. So that's awesome. So we're talking a little bit today about like when it's like your work time and your home time. You both have kids, right? How old are your kids?
I have 3 kids. They're 12, 14, and 16.
And I have 2, and they're 12 and 14.
So they were, you know, elementary age when you guys started. And then now they are, you know, getting into high school. So like completely different activities, completely different amounts of time for homework and things like that. So there's a lot on your plate.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about what your current daily schedule looks like in terms of family and work.
I think that we both kind of, we try to do, our days are really organized in terms of the times that they're at school. So we really have all of our meetings, anything that we need to do, conference calls, things like that, we really try to get those in between 8 and 2:30. And Barb and I are famous for doing conference calls in a school parking lot. So we'll park the car at like 2, have a 45-minute conference call, grab the youngest, and off we go, you know? So we that's kind of how we try to organize the day, because once 3:30 hits, then, you know, Barb's off to golf matches, my kids have soccer and baseball and basketball, whatever it is, and so we're, you know, trying to juggle that between those hours, and then we usually go back and we'll do things that need to get, like returning emails,
pack up orders, things like that.
Yeah, in the evening.
Now, you do your own distributing?
No.
We do a combination.
We
have a few distributors we work with, but then we also self-distribute to some of the local stores. And then we drop ship ourselves. We'll drop ship to individual stores that are have contacted us from faraway states our distributors don't work with. So it's a combination. But the most stores our distributors are delivering to, which has been a huge weight lifted. Because when we were self-distributing everywhere, we were driving. We'd do a daily trip, start early in the morning, go to Dayton, deliver, go to Indy, deliver, go to Cincy, and then back home to take the kids to their activities. So it made for some long days.
Yeah. So that's nice that you were able to sort of like delegate. Because when it comes to time and sort of balancing work and life, like, delegation is one of my big things that I always talk about with people. Like, who can you find that can do something for you? We actually, so the three of us are in a Clintonville Women in Business, which is the area of town that we live in here in Columbus. We're in a, like a mastermind group. And there was a woman who was talking about, she's getting ready to release a book. And one of my suggestions was delegate. And she's like, I can't pay somebody to do any more publicity. And I was like, then delegate the home stuff, you know, like pay somebody to clean your house or make your kids clean your house. That's like my go-to is like, I'm going to put more on my husband when I feel stressed or feel like I need to do. So I think that taking that delegation side is really good. So if you were to plan your ideal day, like all things considered, what would that look like? What's your dream work-life balance day?
That's an interesting one. Ideally, I would love it if we didn't have to worry about anything once the kids were home from school and we could just focus on quality time with them and doing those carpools and not having to stop at UPS or the post office in between here and there. So ideally, if we could have somebody to help us in the afternoon, I think that would be a bonus.
Like an assistant or just like an automated call service. What kinds of things are you responding to in the evenings? Like, are they things that require immediate attention, or is it just because, you know, this is your baby and you want to make sure that people don't forget about you, that you have to get back to them right away?
It's a combination of a combination of things. I think when we see the emails come through, a lot of times I just want to kick it off my list and get it done. So some things probably could wait till the next day. I don't know.
Yeah, kids. Right. And I think because it's just a lot of times it's just a matter of like just sitting down and having time, you know, with, for me, I do the finance part. So it's just going through QuickBooks and making sure like putting in our online orders into QuickBooks. So we're tracking that. And it's just, that's kind of just mindless work. But I need, you need like some uninterrupted time for that,
right?
Which we don't always get in the day because we're shipping orders. We're putting one of our big responsibilities that we have not delegated is we assemble our sampler packs. And so we're doing thousands of them, especially in the fourth quarter. So we're doing, that's
spending
taking
a
up
time.
A lot of our time. And that's,
boxes.
And we need
as
to,
we are sitting yeah. amongst the yep. boxes right. that are getting ready to be
yeah. assembled.
Prepared.
And we have to, and we can only be at our warehouse during business hours. So that has to get done during the day.
So I was yeah. telling Leah yesterday, I've gotten hooked on a Netflix show, and it's like my little pleasure. And in order to justify spending time watching that, I'm building boxes while I'm watching TV.
That's so amazing.
I'm still useful while I'm watching TV.
Yeah. And, you know, I encourage people to do that all the time. For me, it's laundry. That's like, I only allow myself to watch those super favorite shows if I'm folding laundry while I'm doing it. So I love that idea that you're sort of like, okay, I'm going to assemble these gift packs while I'm sitting here watching this show. So that's great. Now, are you at a point where you could hire somebody to do the assembling when you're not there and sort of take some of that off your plate or not? It's sort of like you guys are right at this pivotal moment right now, right? Where you're like, not quite able to...
I think we're getting close to that point. We did recruit some help from some friends during the holiday season last year because just the orders were coming too fast and we couldn't
keep
build
up.
Them. So we have... there's a friend that we call and she's always really helpful and efficient. So we're probably getting close to that point where we can have somebody do it.
It also helps with our profit margins too.
Right.
We
I'm
need
sure.
that too.
Yeah.
So it's a balance.
I think whether you're distributing simple syrups or you're like me, you know, people all the time are saying, why do you still edit your own podcast and things like that? And I'm like, because I still have to pay for childcare, you know? So there's that aspect of it where until you feel comfortable in the amount of money that you're clearing, it's really hard to bring somebody on, you know, when you're like, oh, but I'm just eking by as it is.
I'm tight with a buck.
And what we have decided is worth our investment is we started hiring brand ambassadors to do some of our demos and farmers markets for us. Because those always fall on the weekends and evenings
and
when
events.
Our kids have activities that we want to be able to go to. So that has been one area that we're like, okay, we'll invest in other people to help promote the brand in those regards. So
it really comes to return on investment. Like what is going to pay dividends if you're going to expend that money, then what's going to get you money in return? And I think that that's super wise for you guys. But back to this idea of buying you time in the evenings. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that it's like QuickBooks stuff. So that's stuff that you have to have your hands on. What, Barb, are you doing in the evenings that's preventing you from feeling like you're able to spend that time with your family?
Lately, I've been building boxes. But that's my choice. I get any of the emails that come through the website, things like that. So my evenings haven't been so bad lately.
Yeah.
It's more around fourth quarter that it gets.
When
September is a lull. Like it's, and we see patterns, you know, so but then we really start to ramp up.
So this is a great time to sort of put something in place then looking forward. Cause this is now your fifth or sixth Christmas that you'll be.
This will be our fifth Christmas.
Your fifth Christmas. So you kind of know what to expect. Mm-hmm. Each year has been building. This is the time to put things in place as far as that's concerned. And I get it. Like you're not going to be able to spend every night sort of like putting time aside. So, but I think that one of my recommendations to you would be create a sacred evening. Mm-hmm. Kids understand. And I think as a mom entrepreneur like you guys, I like the idea that I'm setting an example for my kids of if you have something that you're passionate about and you want to build a business out of it, you can do it. But on the flip side, I like to be able to show them like I will set aside time for you. And I think you're already doing that by going to their activities and things like that. But maybe it's like Sunday nights are always family nights. Mm-hmm. And this might be something that you're already doing. But maybe block out sacred evenings that I'm not going to look at my phone. I'm not going to build boxes. I'm not going to get on QuickBooks, no matter what. And either you have to get your stuff done before then, or you delegate it to the next day when it won't be. And that can help you sort of, I know it's never perfect. Like, I never feel like I'm spending enough time with my family. But I also know that they can see that I'm putting the effort into blocking it out, not looking at my phone, which I'm terrible about. You know, like if I hear that notification go up or I see it blinking, like I'm like, oh, what's going on over here?
Right.
But that's I think that, you know, just sort of like blocking that thing out. Another thing that I thought of, Barb, for you is, what if you had a timed responder message that would start at like 6 o'clock in the evening that would be like, thank you so much for your question. I will get back to you tomorrow morning or something like that.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Because then it's not like you didn't, and you can time them. I'm pretty sure, I'm not sure what email provider you use, but I'm pretty sure you could set it to like come on at 6 o'clock at night and go off at 6 o'clock the next morning. And that way, hopefully what it would do for you is sort of like that sense of urgency, which I get, like I totally get that. I'm the same way. I just responded to 2 text messages while I was sitting here, you know, waiting to start this. But it would sort of like buy you that, okay, they've gotten a response from me. They know I'm going to call back or I'm going to respond back, but I don't have to do it right away. And then you can shut the Outlook down for the evening for you.
Right.
And I think that that would be good. Do you guys have dedicated office hours? I mean, you said you worked during the kids, but you don't. You just, are you 7 days a week? Usually.
Yeah, I mean, try not to.
We try not to as much on the weekend as we can. But again, it's every email you respond to is that many less that you have to worry about
later.
Right. Yeah. And if you know you have a busy day coming up with meetings or volunteer activities or whatever, then.
Or sometimes you just have a day where you think, oh, I'm going to get all this done. And then things blow up. And
you need to go to the doctor.
Or, yeah, I know. So you just, it's hard to. So you're just always trying to get ahead of it because things are gonna.
And I think we're just coming off summer too, which throws everything for a loop.
Right, you gotta restructure again because you got a little like loosey goosey in the summer, and then you have to go like back in. So, what for each of you when you sit down and you think I'm gonna do work right now? Not is the first thing you do, but what is the number one priority?
Actually, it's the first thing I do, which is emails, just checking and seeing what's come in and what needs to be done.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't, we didn't really talk about this, but Barb and I both do other jobs in addition to this that we kind of came into this with that. So that's something else that we kind of juggle. So for us, it's sitting down, looking at email, responding. I usually make a list in the morning, but I have to just kind of prioritize between, because we own apartments and on campus. And so that is also cyclical, but then, you know, there's just times of the year where I just have a ton with that.
Yeah. Well, and then that would too come to then, you know, you were talking about taking things off your plate in the evening so that you could focus more on your kids. Is there somebody from that aspect that could help you manage the apartment so that you could focus more time here if you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed or, you know, doing stuff like that or not?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, the day-to-day aspect of that falls to me. I do have a handyman, so I delegate stuff to that, but that's just all management, you know.
Yeah.
And so at the beginning of the month I have to go through, do my rent rolls, make sure everybody's paid, follow up on that, pay all of the bills relating to that. So that will take me about a half a day.
Yeah.
Or evening. I did that Monday night. So after while kids were at soccer and my son was at baseball, so I sat and did that, you know, for 2 or 3 hours. And so it's just, there is just, you know,
there's a lot
of
irons
in the
fire.
He'll show apartments if I'm in a pinch or
is your background in accounting?
No
you're doing an awful lot of an accounting.
I'm like numbers
make my heart go pitter patter. So
I worked in higher ed for 12 years,
and then now you're an accountant to lots and lots of people and things. All right, ladies. So you guys, I feel like you have a pretty good handle on things. I feel like you're right there and on so many things. Like your schedules are pretty good. Your kids are getting a little older and a little more independent. You know, your business is like right there where you can start bringing on other people to help. What would you feel like would be the first step you could take to make things a little more manageable and sort of get towards that ideal day that you have for your work day?
Do you have a thought on that?
I really don't. I mean,
honestly, I feel like if, especially going into fourth quarter, that's our most stressful. 50% of our sales come in the fourth quarter. So that's where it's just hyperdrive. And I feel like it would be having the opportunity to hire somebody on to help.
On a consistent basis mm-hmm. with shipping. I think that hopefully once we get our manufacturing settled, we'll be able to get ahead of the production, because we are always in this hamster wheel of
keeping
that up, and it's just happening just as it needs to. We always pull it off, but we're always really stressed. So I think that next year, hopefully we're going to have that all in place, and that's going to be good.
Well, yeah, and seasonal help is, like, it's a thing. You know, that's I started. Right. I worked at Trader Joe's for 10 years, and that's, I was brought on as seasonal help and then ended up staying for 10 years. But, you know, a lot of places or people are looking to pick up extra money on the weekends or whatever. So I think that that's, you know, even if it's just assembling boxes or assembling the gift packs. Exactly. So that you can, you know, some of those things that don't require your creativity and your expertise, that just require people to be able to assemble a box.
I
think that'd be great. And it would help you to enjoy the holidays a little more, because that's important.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't want you to be stressed during the holidays. So, all right. So Barb and Leah, thank you so much for sharing today. And I hope that we've maybe uncovered a couple little nuggets for you that will help you to keep things in balance as we head into the holiday season. But I do want people to be able to find you if they want to pick up some of your simple syrups. Now, right now you're only shipping to the United States, correct?
Yes.
Correct. We're working on
finding if exporting is a viable business model for us.
But, all right. Yeah. But if you're in the U.S. and you want to get shipped, or you just want to check out what you guys have available, where can people connect with you online?
They can go to our website at route23.com. That's ROOT23.com. We are sold in stores in 15 states. We're in about 150 stores now. So all the locations that sell our products are on our website. So you can go there and see if there's one close to you, so you can save on that shipping expense.
Yeah, and they're also on Instagram at Route23 Simple Syrups. Mm-hmm. And they have the most adorable little gift pack that's going out. What are the flavors that are in the gift packs now?
We have two options. One is geared more towards bourbon drinkers. It has our cherry almond, vanilla ginger, maple cinnamon, and grapefruit basil. And then our other assortment is a white box, and that complements a lot of the lighter spirits. And it has cucumber habanero, pear rosemary, grapefruit basil, and cherry almond. We also have a blueberry mint that is sold individually.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, ladies. Right, and thank you for the cocktail. It's wonderful. Thank you so much to Barb and Leah for taking the time to share with us about their successes and their struggles as mom business owners. Let's do a quick recap of the time management tips that we discussed. When it comes to balancing entrepreneurship and family life, find places you can delegate, whether they are business-related tasks or home tasks. Barb and Leah get help from friends and family in some of the tasks, and they've hired where they know they can see a return on investment more quickly, such as using brand ambassadors at farmers market on the weekend. It frees them up to do things with their families, but will increase their sales because when people try, they're way more likely to buy. If you've been in business long enough to notice seasonal patterns, use the slower times during the year to put in new systems to help you streamline and simplify for time when your schedule will get more hectic. For Barb and Leah, September is a calm before the holiday storm. So if they want to get some new habits in place, now is the time to do it. When it comes to time management when working from home, it's important to evaluate what is truly a priority when it comes to creating time with your family. Do you need to respond to that email in the evening? Or could you set up an autoresponder to let the person know that you'll get back with them the next time you have office hours? Keep those evening family hours sacred by finding ways to automate and delegate. If you're a mompreneur or work-at-home mom that would like more insights into how other moms like you are keeping it together, be sure to check out my episode from February called Balance and the Work-at-Home Mom. And I'll be sure to link to that in the show notes, which are available at podcast.simplesolutionsorganizing.com. And you can also find a link to that show survey that I mentioned earlier, so you can let me know how I can help you. Thanks again to Barb and Leah for joining me this week, and I want to invite you to subscribe if you haven't done so already.
I'll be coming to your earbuds each week with helpful tips like organizing small spaces, mom self-care during the holidays, how to have a minimalist Christmas, or a minimalist-mas as I'm calling it, and next week, tips for decluttering your paper. Until then, may all of your things be tidy and all of your cocktails strong. Cheers!